Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're going to be talking about, you all know where this is going. I'm just going to highlight several things that are going on right now that the mainstream media is omitting from your eyes and from your ears unlawfully in a violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. So with that said, friends, what I want to do is I want to get right to it. The first thing I need to do is to drive you over to new affiliates that we have. As a matter of fact, we have AM FM 240, or actually 247 24/7 out of Florida there, and we are being, well, relayed, and we are affiliated through these guys, networked to 10 different radio stations. We have 92.1 FM Tampa Bay, Florida. Thank you. Welcome. We appreciate your trust. We have 99.5 FM Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you. Welcome. We appreciate your trust. 87.9 FM in Macon, Georgia. 102.1 FM in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We have 963 FM, and that is in Boulder, Colorado. 90.3 FM, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 94.7 FM, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We have 101.5 Long Beach, California. Thank you. We appreciate your trust. Welcome aboard. We have 97.7 FM, The Villages in Florida. We have 90.3 FM, Jacksonville, Florida, as well, friends, and I kid you negative, 96.7 FM, Washington, D.C. We just want to say welcome aboard. We know why you're listening. We know why you are listening. You're tired of the rhetorical talk, the dog chasing its tail, and it never gets a hold of its tail. You got to keep in mind, friends, a lot of these people that are on radio or on television today, if they pointed their finger to the resolve and actually led the way in working themselves out of a job, that's what we should be doing, all of us, by the way, they don't want that. They just love to magnify the crimes and keep you in a state of, well, you got to hold on to your seat and you got to sit on the edge of your seat every time they deliver something to you because you have to be dependent upon them. They don't want to work themselves out of a job, friends. They just want to keep magnifying the crimes against the law rather than the law against the crimes. And, friends, I'm sorry. But patriots uphold the law. They don't magnify the criminals or the crimes. So that's what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Also, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show as well on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, on Genesis Communication Networks. And what am I talking about right now? Well, folks, if you go over to social media platforms, you can find us on Genesis Communication Networks. And here are the links you can actually download or upload a little meme onto your phone. You can go ahead and click onto it and listen to us whenever you'd like to do that. Again, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. And again, if you're on social media platforms right now, you can clearly see that that's just the case. I don't know why, but it's always me and Alex Jones running for the front. So we again appreciate your trust. I wanted to let you know, if you want to book us, now's the time to do it. We just got a request from California yesterday. Wisconsin, we're going to be going there in July. We got an event on the 4th here in Willmar, Minnesota. We got one coming up towards the end of the month in Rochester, Minnesota. Looks like we're going to be in Tennessee as well, friends, as Michigan. So we are busy little bees, but if you are en route and you'd like us to come and shake, rattle, and roll things, as William Booth rightly said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, friends, that's all you have to do is tell the truth to trouble the present. Okay, that's all it takes today, and it's about time we actually practice what we preach when we say that we're followers of Christ, which makes us Christians, okay? Again, just making clear, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. It shows you everything that you need to see as to who we are, the fruit in our basket. If you'd like to book us, now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. Again, you can find all the links that you need over there. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. On the right side of the page, you will see the social media platforms, everything you need to find, 10 to 15 articles combating the lie in the mainstream media and the lies in the mainstream media. On the right side, social media platforms, go ahead and click onto them, and you can join us on, again, those social media platforms and join us on Top Chat. Also, go to beforeitsnews.com, friends. We're right up on the front page there on beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, right up on the front page there. Click onto it, and you can watch us live. And if you want to call in at any time, well, folks, the doors are open for just that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Judah, talking to my producer really quick, can you tell me where Sam is, please? Can you tell him to come down here? We just got back from Fascist America. We were out protesting again this morning, had another great crowd that took the time to actually fight for their country, and we made a couple more thousand cars that passed by us that had to read our signs, that had to listen to Bradley Dean talking to the megaphone. They had to listen to our message. And, friends, I'm telling you what, it's for us to get out there and understand that the gates of hell do not prevail against the church, but we were out there doing this stuff again. And in the process of doing this stuff again, friends, I gotta say, Saturday morning was a good day. You know, some people in their ignorance, they actually say to us, why don't you go get a job? And we tell them we're doing our job. As a matter of fact, some people will even say, I want you to jump on the microphone with me. There's even some people that will say, well, don't you have anything better to do on a Saturday? We tell them, absolutely not. There couldn't be a better place to be than what we're doing right now and where we're at right now and educating people that don't know the difference as to what is transpiring in their countries. People need to understand much of what's going on, friends, is actually happening through these fascist corporations today. Because what the governor or the governors or mayors cannot implement through law, they're depending upon the corporations to implement through forced compliance what the governors cannot. People need to think about what's going on here, and I caught on to this right away, and it's exactly why we're standing up against the likes of these fascist corporations in America, because this is not Germany, this is America. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Make it your show today, friends. We've got some audio video for you in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to have my son up here with me right after this hard break, and I'm going to ask him some questions as to what he's seen there during these protests today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting into 153 cities, and broadcasting abroad into 53 countries as well. Now, this is what I want to do really quick before we get over to our main topic, okay? There is no better way than to train your children up in the ways that they should go, so when they're old, they will not depart from them. Okay, by leading the way. That also lines up to Luke 7:35. Wisdom is justified by our children. So I have my 11-year-old, I have my 12-year-old, and I have my 17-year-old with me right now. My other one, the 13-year-old, the 14-year-old, he's behind producing the show right now. But I just wanted to ask you guys some questions really quick, because I want the listeners to have the perspective of the younger generation as to what they're seeing. What do you guys think when you look at these corporations that are forcing compliance by telling the people that they better wear a mask, and if they don't wear a mask, then they cannot buy or sell? That should shake every American up. But I'm just curious, coming from the younger generation, how do you take that? What's your perspective on that, Sam?
The first thing I think about is all the veterans that have fought, bled, and died for our freedom so that they could have the freedom. And you got these younger generation people, and they're being mass Nazis at the door forcing the compliance. I always use the topic of when the 100% disabled veteran walked in and he was refused service. Just makes me think instantly how many of those guys have sacrificed for your freedoms, yet you're going to refuse them service at the door in order to do that.
That's right. So yeah. Let me ask you something. Why was the veteran, the 72-year-old veteran, why was he denied service at Menards in Minnesota here?
No mask, no service. I walked with him right in the store, and literally there were like three bulldogs just attacking us instantly. You're not going to be in here without a mask. You're not going to be in here without a mask. You're trespassing on private property. Basically, no one in here will serve you unless you're wearing a mask. once again, 100% disabled guy who's not wearing one, and they just basically completely told him no service, the cops are on their way,
The cops never came, by the way, right. And when they did come, they were in total favor of what we were doing because they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and the only ones that are reinforcing their unconstitutional edicts coming from corporations because they know the governor can't do it. They're assuming authority that the governor does not have. It's interesting how they're trying to enforce, again, what the governor does not have the authority to enforce. And yet, when you talk to them outside the doors, they don't even agree with it. They're just doing what they're doing.
So do
doing
the Nazis.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're. And this is exactly the downfall of a country. And the Bible's clear when it tells us that the love of many will wax cold because of the workers of lawlessness. I mean, people in this country, Sam, love their country so much, but when it's time for them to stand up and fight for their freedoms, it's interesting the responses that you get from the people. What were some of the responses that you got from some of the people that you were attempting to educate today?
Some of the responses, I'd easily say 80% of it was in favor. There's a lot of people that don't know that appreciate you letting them know. There's a lot of people honking their horn and giving you thumbs up, but we also have to let them know, listen, guys, we appreciate your support, but it's not enough to just do that. You got to get out there and do it. And I think when the people realize it and they see somebody else standing, it gives them basically the courage to stand up for themselves too, and that's the entire reason that we're out there. So a lot of positive responses, but also you got your few insincere people.
Yeah.
Literally probably four. Yeah. We were out there for 3 hours, and keep in mind how many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cars are passing by.
Yeah.
Few people that want to put up their mask and say, I got vaccinated and it saves lives, and it's like, well, you ask them to show you, and that's all they can do is flip you off and drive by.
Yeah. So, well, what's interesting, and I'll keep you on for one more point that I want to make. When you ask the people that are angry with you, which again was far and few between, we're talking about this squeaky wheel here, you just simply ask them, can you please show me the law that says this corporation has the right to enforce a law that doesn't exist? So when you ask them that question, guess what?
They can't answer.
Nope. Then that's when they begin to give you the finger. They get mad at you. And when in fact they should be telling you thank you for what you're doing and taking the time on Saturday to educate them.
I even had a guy told me, well, it's law now. I said, well, it's not law. Requirement is not law. So I asked him if he could show me a law that says basically where I have to wear a mask, or to basically show me where it's in the Constitution to allow a governor to push something like that.
Yeah.
And that's literally all he could do was shake his head and couldn't say anything past that.
Yeah, the governor can't. Let me go ahead and get Izzy up really quick. Thank you, Sam. It's interesting, if you ask the governor where he actually has received that authority to implement that which is unconstitutional, this is why you hear crickets, friends, because there is no law. It's just that simple. So, Izzy, how old are you?
12.
12 years old. You want to speak into the microphone?
Yep.
Okay, so you were out there protesting with me today. I would, the first time that we went out, which was two Saturdays ago, I would go so far as to say that we actually reached at least 1,500 cars. Today we were out there for about 3 hours to a T, and I would go so far as to say we reached probably about 700 to 800 cars. We don't know how many people were in there. We don't know how many people that hurt us, but what was the response that you seen from the people? You were holding a sign educating the people, the adults namely, concerning the issues that are taking place in their country. What would you say to them?
Well, I basically said, like, wake up, people. This is America. This is Nazi Germany. Wake up, people, you bunch of sheep. Because they're so, then they'll just take their masks and they'll put them up to their face and say it works. Like, no, it's literally just suffocating you.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? If you look at the back of the box on the manufacturer's box on these masks, the manufacturers tell you that they don't work. So what do you think, Izzy, when you look at these older people that are just complying with it, walking in the door, what do you think of those people? I'm just curious.
I think, like, we're showing you what's true, and then they just ignore you. Like, most people just, you'll see them, they'll drive by super quick, so they don't even read the sign. It's like, really?
Yeah, they don't. They just do what they're told, right? Like a bunch of sheeple. So if you make yourself sheep, what happens?
The wolves will devour.
And that's exactly what we're beginning to see. And you can't do it for the people. The people are actually supporting these fascist corporations that are undoing them. They're not getting their rights stripped away, friends. The people that are going in compliance to tyranny, they're forfeiting their rights. And people need to make distinction. So did you enjoy yourself? Did you have a good Saturday today protesting that fascist corporation?
Yes, I had a rather enjoyable time.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. I want to get my younger one over here. This is Kwachi. His name is Christian. Now, Christian, we were out 2 weeks ago. We protested. And this is nothing new to you guys because we've been doing this. Me and Mom have been doing this your whole lives. I'm just curious to know, what were your thoughts when you were out there protesting today? And let me just ask you one question so everybody gets to know who you are really quick and how old you are. How old are you?
I'm 11.
You're 11 years old and you're out there protesting today. What do you think of when you're out there and you see these people complying? What are your thoughts? What goes through your little heart and your little mind?
Well, I think when we're holding up signs like, this is not Nazi Germany, this is America, and they look and they laugh at you, it's like, we're telling you the truth and they're not listening.
You know what's funny about that, Christian, is the fact that 94% of the people don't believe the media, but yet every time the media says something, they're right there to dance to what the media has to say. That's called hypocrisy, and the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob condemns it. As a matter of fact, if you go to the third commandment, it tells us, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. In other words, you better practice what you preach, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. What would you say to 153 cities right now? What would you tell all of the good people listening right now as to what needs to happen in answer to putting our foot upon the heads of our enemies and holding them down and saying no more to tyrants? What would you say?
I'd say right now, resist.
Exactly. Isn't that the national motto? Resistance to what?
Tyranny is obedience to God.
Exactly right. And that's in Romans 12:21. So, folks, here you have it. Judah, did you want to say something? Or are you good back there? You know, the young man, his name is Judah. He's the one that's actually doing the production of the show today. He's the quiet one. But Mom took the time to actually film him out there today. And he was the one that was actually, boy, he was barking a lot louder than a majority. Majority of the people that were out there today. I think it just overtakes you because you know that you're losing your life as you're finding your life. Because in fact, Jesus is the one that said, deny yourself, take up your cross, follow me. And he said, when you follow me, you're going to find your life. But he turns and says to those that are trying to find their life, to those that try to save their life, you're going to lose it. To those that lose their life for my sake, you're going to find it. And I'm telling you what, friends, this is where you find your life. It's not good enough for us to stand back and watch all of those veterans that have sacrificed themselves in giving us the freedoms that we have today, and for us to sit back and do nothing. Folks, that's disgraceful. That's shameful. We live unto them who died for us, and namely the Christ who bled Calvary with his blood as the propitiation of the sins of mankind. That's found, friends, in 1 John chapter 2, and also go over to 2 Corinthians 5:15. And again, you'll understand exactly what we're talking about here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're not talking about what needs to be done, friends. We're actually out there putting boots to the ground. We're showing the world our love by our work of faith, and the fact that the matter is, without faith, friends, everything else is dead. Without works, hey, folks, the Bible says, without the Spirit, the body is dead. Read James 2:14 through 26 when you get a moment. I'm going to take a hard break. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Thank you, guys. Totally appreciate it. Or you want to go some more, Kwachi? They got more to say, but we're going to get on with the show here. You all know where this is going. You're the only ones to stop it. Be right back. Sons of Liberty
Radio.com. Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Defense Department said it canceled border wall construction projects that were being paid for with funds that were originally designed for the military. The announcement comes in the wake of an executive order that President Biden signed in February ending a national emergency declaration at the border, which was put in place by former President Trump. Biden also signed an order in January halting all construction at the border. Trump declared the emergency in February 2019 in order to divert $600 million from the Treasury Department and $6.1 billion from the Defense Department to the Department of Homeland Security for the border wall construction. Due to more waves of COVID-19, the TSA has now extended its mask requirement for 4 months longer. Passengers on trains, planes, and buses will have to continue to wear masks through September 13th. This is USA Radio News. The Army says it's disciplined 21 officers and non-commissioned soldiers, including the firing of 8 commanders after the death of Vanessa Guillen. She was killed in Fort Hood, Texas last year. They did acknowledge she was being sexually harassed. Federal investigators say that Guillen was working at an armory last April when Specialist Aaron Robinson, who actually wasn't sexually harassing her, beat her to death. He is believed to have later dismembered and burned her remains. They were found 2 months after she died. The investigation also found a series of missteps that allowed Robinson to escape. When he was confronted by police after her remains were found, he shot himself. The U.S. is restricting travel from India beginning on May 4th. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the policy comes due to extraordinarily high COVID-19 cases and multiple variants circulating in India. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. The only one that can stop what's going on in this country today is you, friends. Don't expect them to do for you what you're not willing to do for yourself. We got Diana calling in from Kansas City. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yeah. I take a lot of interest in what Bradley Dean says. I was looking up a scripture.
Okay.
About prophecy. And I found it to a concordance. It's in Acts 2, verse 17 to 18.
Okay.
And it says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions.
Amen.
And your old men shall dream dreams.
Amen. That's also taken from the Old Testament, Joel 2:28. But, okay, Diana, so what's your point with that then?
I was just thinking about how much you have done for us and how you have stood up for God.
Well, I appreciate that, but I want to tell you something. God does not work independently of his children, and there's too many people today that are standing back and saying, well, God's on his throne, he's going to do what he's going to do, but the fact of the matter is he's looking to the church to act upon the love that they profess for God. And the fact of the matter is that's what's missing, because the Holy Ghost is not going to bear witness to their lives. Ma'am, I'm just a guy that didn't know that I couldn't get it done, and I've been in ministry for 23 years now, and I have not found the Lord to fail me one single time.
Yeah.
And we need to be talking about that in the church. Instead of taking the Lord at his word, when he says, call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not, I'm here to tell you that's exactly what he does. But we must meet him on his terms. No praise goes to me. It all goes to my big brother, the captain of my salvation. His name is Jesus Christ, because if I was to look at myself, I don't feel that I've done enough, ma'am. And I'm always asking the Lord for more time and more opportunities to do more than what we're already doing right now. And I know my wife's sitting in the background now saying, oh, my goodness, don't ask for any more. It's like, I want to know the God of David. I want to know the God of Moses. I want to know what Jesus meant when he said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. There's nowhere in Scripture where we can limit the Holy One of Israel. As a matter of fact, Diana, the Scripture tells us not to limit the Holy One of Israel. And so it's not an issue of what the Lord won't do. It's a matter of taking the Lord at his word and holding him to his word that he might show himself strong on our behalf. And every single time, day after day, week after week, year after year, for 23 years, in spite of me, he still shows himself strong on our behalf. I believe that we can do it. The history of the church is our back is up against the wall. And what does history teach us? At our extremity is God's opportunity. And if we're willing to stand up and fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, he's willing to answer us, and he's willing to give us what we're willing to fight for. So I hope that helped.
Yes, it did. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. I totally appreciate you. If you want to call in, friends, 1-866-582-9933. Make it your show. 1-866-582-9933. Now, what I want to do is I want to jump over to a portion from Ron Paul. The COVID lie started at the very beginning. I just want to keep you abreast as to what's going on concerning how our rights are being assailed by politicians, by the actors, by the clowns in the circus of politics. And it's interesting how we continuously turn around and we can look forward, we can look to the right, to the left, and behind us, and we constantly see that it's our God-given rights that are under attack. People are beginning to understand that this isn't a virus that's under attack, folks. It's our God-given rights that under attack, that are under attack. So I want to play some audio video for you. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, or beforeitsnews.com on the front page. And I want you to listen to this young lady. It's a short video. It's only 2 minutes long. It's 2 minutes long of audio as well. And again, it is the COVID lies starting at the very beginning. It's been nothing but lies. And that's why we call it here as a plandemic, because that's exactly what it is.
Like from the get-go. First, they shut down and said, hey, it's just 2 weeks to slow the spread. I know it's just, you know, you're going to lose your livelihood. You can't go to work. I know that sucks. You don't have money. But hey, it's just 2 weeks. It's just to slow the spread. It's just to keep the hospitals from being overwhelmed. And I think that was like the first thing that like was the mistake here, is that's a very socialist planning move. That implies that these hospitals don't have the incentive to grow and expand and keep up with demand. So that was the first thing. And then after that, just so many central planning lies after lies. You know, we heard things like, hey, you know, it's wrong for people to hoard supplies. So let's socially, you know, let's just limit that you can only have one chicken per household or one toilet paper roll per household. 2020 was a year of many major advances in socialism.
Yes, it has.
And just tired of it. And so, and also with all the censorship of last year, like I had my Instagram account of over 10,000 followers, almost 11, just deleted the weekend before the presidential election with Trump versus Biden. And it was just deleted outright, no reason, just permanent deletion and no ability to appeal. And music became something that I focused more and more of my energy on because I saw, I mean, as you see, all the things I say in Mask Order, I mean, if I said that in a video, it'd be taken, I think it'd be taken down or censored, or you'd have a little, like, you know, a little info sticker, right? For more info about COVID, just go to the CDC website or some government agency.
Call Fauci.
Call Fauci. That's exactly right. This is actually on that of Ron Paul's show just this week, coming from a younger generation and a young lady up and coming. And again, what she sees as to what's transpiring here in America. How is it that the younger generation see that this is totalitarianism, but the older generation, they're still caught up into their jokes and their favorite show hosts, and they're being entertained out of their freedoms. Tain, derived from entertain, means to stop from entering in. I mean, folks, I just want to say this. I just feel led to say this again. For all of you people that are in radio, you have an opportunity to set the record straight. But we need to start getting down to the bare bones of what needs to happen here, okay? Because people are sick and tired of the right-left paradigm. They're beginning to understand that it's unconstitutional. They're beginning to understand that, wait a second, we're not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. They're beginning to understand that, wait a second, we're not ruled by this administration because now he says he's the left, and then when the right's in power, they're like a law unto themselves. No, people are beginning to understand that they're all supposed to subject themselves to law and not to party affiliation, which is completely unconstitutional. And how is it that the young people that are being raised up right now, how is it that they have eyes to see? Speaking of which, friends, even protesting today again, the young people get it. We had employees come out from the building that we were protesting, the corporation that we were protesting today. They came over to us on break. And they stayed probably 15 minutes longer than they should have, but we educated them and we told them that there's laws in place preventing the very things that they're doing right now. And you know what the young people say? We know. We get it. They know that they're being lied to, friends. How is it that the older generation still doesn't get it? You know, Hosea 4:6 is clear when it says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Yep, we know that. But folks, I gotta tell you, Americans, you're being destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's the bottom line here. I'm going to go ahead and take Sal from Colorado, and when I come back, I'm going to play some audio and some video, and I'm going to bring you to some undercover, or should I say undercover footage, both audio and video, and it's what, again, the mainstream media doesn't want you to see, and that's exactly why we're here right now, proving the point that we're not going to put up with the status quo. We're not going to put up with the mainstream media and all their useful idiots parodying everything the six corporations worldwide are telling them what they can say and what they can't say. I'm going to play that for you in just a moment. Before that, I'm going to take Sal from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hi, Bradley Dean.
Hello, Sal. I just wanted
to ask you, I know that you, you have said the NRA is corrupt and they're not looking out for our right to bear arms through the grace of God. Can you recommend any gun rights organizations that do this?
Yeah, Gun Owners of America. The politicians will tell you that Gun Owners of America are the real deal. They will tell you that the NRA has been selling the American people out for a century and a half, friends. If you look at Wayne LaPierre, did everybody see that there's a misappropriation of funds? Did everybody see that he was trying to purchase his $10, $11 million mansion? Let's call it for what it is, a mansion, in spite of what's going on here. Friends, you have another politician on the head of the NRA playing games with your God-given rights. Put that up against Luke 11:21 and 11:22. And you'll also understand, friends, that if you are disarmed, it's because you put your trust and your finances into these men that are looking to buy a mansion rather than to make sure and ensure your freedoms and your God-given rights. We shouldn't even have these organizations, as a matter of fact, but the fact of the matter is the best one that we have right now, and I would highly recommend it, is Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt's organization. He's a constitutionalist. His son's a constitutionalist. They're both Christians. They sound like our forefathers, Sal, so check them out, and I totally appreciate the call. I got a hard break coming up. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to come right back and play some more audio video.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to play some undercover footage in just a moment. Again, the media doesn't want you to see it, nor do they want you to hear it. But again, you understand that you're listening to the ministry that's not asking the devil for permission to obey God. Just wanted to make clear. Cool? So with that said, I'm going to take Diana. By the way, if you want to call in, please do stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch us online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Social media platforms right on the right side. Subscribe to the page. Also, subscribe to Rumble, our live feed. Go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page there. Go ahead, friends, and join us on social media platforms. One more time, if you want to call in, I've got you for 2 hours today. 1-866-582-9933. We got Diana calling in from Illinois. Long time no hear. How are you, Diana?
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much. Yesterday was the first time I went into an actual little store. It's a farm store close to my home. And nobody was wearing a mask. Hallelujah.
Amen. In Illinois.
for in Illinois for more than a year. I feel like I've joined forces with the, you know, as a solo band out here. my only instrument is you know what, my own, just my own bare face.
Hey, Mom.
So I wanted to talk and say a little bit about our posterity today. Our posterity, you know, a couple of years ago, I got a Christmas card with this ministry that I follow, which has these fine young men who I heard a little bit earlier on your program.
Oh, cool.
Pictured on it. And that photo is on my refrigerator with a Sharpie marker that says, "My Posterity," because my posterity does not only include my children or my children's children, which there may not be of any. Our posterity are all the generations, just as our forefathers looked at us as their posterity.
Yep.
Though not related by blood, you know what? We are our brother's keeper.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, I'm thinking right now, Diana, of what Ronald Reagan said, love him or hate him, he was right. He said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. And the fact of the matter is how people in this country would have even the audacity, even for it to cross their mind to think that they're going to allow their kids to be subject to what we're seeing in this country right now. It honestly, for a better way of saying it, youth talk blows me away. It blows me away. That's why we're doing what we're doing today, because we believe that God's using us to wake up the dead church and to wake up the people that don't know that they are the church, because you're right. We are our brother's keeper.
Amen, brother. I am so glad that there are ministries, and yours especially, and for those that are, you know, wanting to put their money into whatever gun rights places or whatever else, I think the word is, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Amen. Matthew 6:33.
I thank you for your faithfulness, because it just really blesses my heart. And when I saw the video a couple weeks back with you guys out in, at Menards, I was just, you know what, I was so excited. I was like, I know who those young men are. Those are my posterity.
Yeah, but so Diana, you know what? We wouldn't be out there without you guys. So we are in this together. And
amen.
I just want to make sure that you understand that, you know what, your heart, our hearts are with you as much as they are with us. And we know that. And again, without you, we wouldn't be here. And we truly do understand that. Matter of fact, what I want to do, thank you for the call, Diana, from Illinois. And what I want to do is I want to, Judah, is that okay if we just jump over to that video? Because I want people, the one with no sound or no music to it, the one that we have up on that of Rumble right now, the brand new one that you just did, Political Theater. Can we go ahead and play that? Because I want people to see this getting back on track, which we didn't get off track, just a branch from the trunk in which we're speaking here. But I want to play this for you because it's really short. And what it is, friends, it is a video of Political Theater and how those that are perpetuating this pandemic and this fraud upon the people on a global basis, I just want to show you that they themselves don't even believe. That's all I want to do. So I got to get to this because I got about 6 minutes left, and this audio video is about 5 minutes and 38 seconds. So go ahead and play away, Judah. Check this out, friends, because Political Theater, they don't even believe
so
their own
here
propaganda.
We have it.
Political Theater, the hoax, exposed again and again and again and again. Over and over again, politicians are being caught on hot mics calling it political theater and keeping up the illusion of social distancing, only to be caught without masks that they are unconstitutionally mandating others to wear.
So, Wendy, I'm going to take my mask off on this.
I will as well. I'm waiting so that we can do a little political theater.
Okay.
You gotta maintain the illusion of 6 feet.
Political theater, the first one said. The illusion of 6 feet. This
folks,
is in Michigan,
here's the
Pennsylvania.
Bottom line.
They know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth. So let's get started. Did you see this hypocrisy? The D.C. mayor exempts lawmakers while mandating new mask orders for the people that she is to serve?
Whoa.
Then next up, we have the Jezebelian governor, Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan, who told businesses that if customers do not comply with their unlawful orders, that they should not allow them to buy or sell. Then we have Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti looking out for your best interests when he said either comply or else. We will shut off your water and your electricity. What of the New Mexico governor? Well, she wants to show you her mercy and compassion in closing down grocery stores. Yes, you heard me right, grocery stores. And yes, of course, in all this, the people are being tested and gauged to see how far that they can go. As they say, friends, they will always do with whatever you let them get away with, and I'm here to tell you that they are. I ask again, where is it that these said representatives are getting their delegated authority from, if not from we the people? South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem publicly declared that she does not have the authority to lock down the state, also taking note that our religious freedoms were completely under attack. And as the virus rages and manufactured death tolls and virus statistics continue to skyrocket, say they, we then have Austin Mayer in early November as health officials warned of an impending COVID-19 spike. Austin Mayer Stephen Adler hosted an outdoor wedding and reception with 20 guests for his daughter at a trendy hotel near downtown. The next morning, Adler and seven other wedding attendees boarded a private jet bound for Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, where they vacationed for a week at a family timeshare. One night into the trip, Adler addressed Austin residents in a Facebook video, "We need to stay home if you can. This is not the time to relax. We are going to be looking really closely. We may have to close things down if we are not careful.
And then we need to, you know, stay home if you can. This is not the time to relax."
Wow. And in spite of all these living out the truth of the matter and their hypocrisies and lying to the people, you have the Louisiana governor getting caught in his own deceptions while golfing and gathering with his friends. You know the rest of the story, friends. No mask, no social distancing. Then while they are being exposed like a bunch of good little devils that they are, in turn, they play the victims. Even going so far as to call them that call them out for who and what it is that they are, you know them that took their lessons from the likes of a Joseph Goebbels, Adolf Hitler's minister of propaganda, who said, "Accuse others of what you are guilty of." Well, you may say, that's a little extreme, Bradley. Yeah, I agree. But listen to Californian Mayor Rex Paris when he said, "Not wearing a mask in public is an act of domestic terrorism." Again, friends, pay attention as to who they are accusing of being terrorists. Exactly. Now, I got to insert this. Remember that the Oxford's English Dictionary, the original definition of terrorism, is government by intimidation. Okay? So it's a wordplay, Isaiah 5:20. And of course, we have then CNN's own useful idiot, Chris Cuomo, smoking a cigar at a Long Island restaurant with friends and, of course, without a mask. This coming shortly thereafter, where Cuomo was calling it a propaganda move by the said president during that time for removing his mask at the People's White House. Now, in conclusion, this short video is really an expose, not just of the criminals that are in fact working for special interest groups, but also an expose on the hypocrisies and the accomplices of them that put up with their crimes. That's exactly right, folks. I got hour two coming up. Join me. I see more people are coming over. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on social media platforms. Subscribe to our pages, friends. Subscribe. You can always find us there. Or go over to beforeitsnews.com. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back after this hard break. Don't you dare go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Have Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.